Kodiak can be a hard place to live, and the fear of homelessness is a concern for many. Others are hampered in their ability to get or keep jobs because they need a hand getting necessary documents or a valid driver's license. Even if they're not actually homeless, many Kodiak residents live on the edge with multiple generations pooling meager resources, or young adults and teens couch surfing with friends and relatives with no real place to call home. This coming Wednesday, March 13th, a special all-day resource fair will be held at the high school gym. It's called Homeless Connect, and it's designed specifically to address the needs of people who can use an extra helping hand. KMXT's Maggie Wall spoke with Homeless Connect's organizer, Emily Alvey, who's a University of Alaska student doing an internship at the Brother Francis Shelter.
It's a one-day event to connect people who are either homeless or at risk of homelessness, low-income families, and couch surfing teens and young adults, for just a few examples, to services in the community.
Helping people make, and this is why the name is here, make connections in town that are specifically designed to help them in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except not just a directory, but there will actually be on-site services. So the Brother Francis Shelter will be doing its regular homeless prevention services. We will have life builders there that can actually get people in, the teens and young adults, into housing that same day. We will have medical services, vaccinations. Part of it does operate as a health fair. Another service that we will be offering is we will be providing transportation and vouchers, so transportation to the DMV, and vouchers to get identification. So people who don't have the money to pay for a new ID, and that might be a barrier for them getting a job, we will be providing that service, as well as on-site financial assistance to order birth certificates online as well.
But I get it, because that's why this is different. This isn't just telling people, okay, you could do this, you could go here, go do that. You're going to take them to these places, mm-hmm. and you're going to do this stuff and say, okay, you need some inoculations, here are some shots.
Mm-hmm.
You need ID, we're going to drive you over there. We're going to get that all taken care of.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully it helps to close the gap for some of those barriers for people who, you know, need assistance but are just struggling to be able to get that step up. It's definitely a hand up for those people to be able to provide those services that may end up drastically improving their lives and connecting them to services in the town that in Kodiak that already exist that, you know, they may not know about, they may not be accessing, things like that. We're really trying to target youth for this. And we are actually going to be incentivizing youth participation for those couch surfing teens and young adults. And
okay, so I was going to say, so some people in town are not necessarily homeless or in dire straits, but they could use these services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for them to go to.
And if you don't feel like you are really eligible for services or don't really fit the you know, couch surfing, low income, whatever, but you're still interested in those services and learning about if you can still access them, we are encouraging people to volunteer. That way you can still help people who are less fortunate and still gain knowledge and information on those services that are available to the community.
That was Emily Alvey. She suggests participants bring any paperwork that will be needed for getting services, such as an ID, Social Security card, birth certificate, proof of income, etc. If a person doesn't have those, there will be people available to help them apply for the documents. If a person does have original documents, it'll speed up the process of getting services. Alvey adds there are a lot of volunteer opportunities for anyone interested in making a difference. Everything from security to someone to help with paperwork, helpers for lunch, to staff the food and diaper banks, which will be offering free goods to those who need them. For more information on how you can help or how you can help someone who might benefit from the Homeless Connect resources, please call the Brother Francis Shelter, 486-5610. Again, the event is this Wednesday, March the 13th, from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Kodiak High School in the gym.